Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 9 of the Happydemic Podcast.
All right. During the first lockdown, which coincided with the first season of the Happydemic, people were seeking big positive stories of young people doing amazing things. But this lockdown is a little different, and so our second season is too. This time we are discussing the small things that are helping us get through.
Part journaling our experience, part bringing tips and tricks to our listeners. We are here to help you survive and maybe even get a bit of enjoyment out of our lockdown.
I'm Lachlan, and I'd like to welcome back Xenia and Vidita and maybe Kendra.
Yeah, today. If she has not just left the face of the earth.
We'll see. We'll see if she popped her head in to the Zoom.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise. Keep on listening.
Yeah, maybe yeah. Good teaser. Well done. Stick around to find out. How are you guys?
Not bad. I was just scrolling through Twitter and it seems like Dan Andrews has extended our state of emergency disaster by another 4 weeks. So,
hey.
Yeah.
Right. So we're not getting out of lockdown.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe good, enough room for a third season, but who knows? We've run out of ideas.
Oh, yeah. I'm fresh out. I am scraping the barrel at this stage.
Yeah, just getting by day at a time. But how about you, Vidita? How are things in sunny Queensland?
Just sunny, that's all. That's the only good part at the moment.
Okay, don't rub it in.
I mean, today wasn't that bad. It was actually nice.
No, you're right. The sun is out where we are as well, so I can't say that.
Go ahead, Vidita. What have you been doing in the sunshine?
Actually, I've been meaning to go... I don't think I'm rubbing it in again.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm only joking. Please tell me about your life. I can live vicariously.
Exactly.
People I'm living with, they have an indoor pool.
Oh. Okay, that's
remember that that was a thing. Yeah.
That might be a little bit too far.
Just been thinking of going... in the pool, but assignments. So I'm just waiting for another 2 weeks and I'll probably go for a swim, mini swim. How about you, Lachlan?
Been all right. I've just been doing nothing. just been working throughout the week as per usual. Nothing too exciting happening, or maybe something exciting, but I'll tell you about that in the good news.
You know, Lachlan, I don't think I ever caught on what you do for work. What do you work at?
That is a secret. No. I work in marketing. Woo, big fun stuff. Really exciting stuff. No, I just work for, a retail company in their marketing department. That's about it. Super fun, but very lucky to still have a job throughout this time, of course. Glad to have that, because that actually does help me get through the week, because I at least have something to do throughout the week and it keeps me busy and my mind off things, which is nice.
Does it though?
Not really, but no, it does help. It definitely does help. But speaking of keeping your mind off things, especially Dan Andrews, what have you guys been doing? What's your tip this week?
Did you want to go first, Vidita?
I should point to your tip.
You go.
I like your tip, though. I don't think we've talked about it yet.
Yeah, true.
So actually, I've started doing yoga.
Yoga? I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, it's actually not pretty new to me, because I've been doing yoga for 6 years.
Wow.
I don't know. I lost count. But yeah, it was like a subject for us when I was in high school, I think so. Wow. Yeah. So it was compulsory. So that's how I learned it.
Right. And so you've got your downward dog down pat.
Yeah.
Thank you. I said that joke off the podcast, but I was encouraged to say it again while we're recording. So thanks.
And then if you're listening, please make that the title of this one.
Yeah, so that's just an alternative for intensive workout because that keeps me calm, sort of, I think.
Yeah, great.
Have you guys ever done yoga or wanted to?
I've never done yoga, but I have thought about it. Both of my roommates have done it a few times, and I've, definitely thought about it, but I haven't yet.
We can have like an online sesh to just.
That's a great idea. Happydemic yoga. Oh my God, maybe that's where we'll go for season 3. Yeah.
Instead of talking about our chips, we actually do them together.
Yeah, look at this. This is a whole business, whole franchise. Yeah. We're branching out.
Something new each time, yeah. I did do yoga, actually. So my mom and I do yoga in the mornings. But I remember doing it once in high school. We had electives in year 9, and each Wednesday morning we'd go up to this room, one of the classrooms, and get yoga mats and we'd do yoga together. And it's really nice because I'm not very good with intensive exercise. I don't like feeling sweaty. I don't like feeling like I can't breathe. So at least with yoga, even though it's still quite uncomfortable, some of the positions, because you're stretching parts that haven't really been sort of parts of your body that haven't been stretched or quite tensed. Yeah. So it's uncomfortable, but it's nice afterwards because I guess you wake up the next morning and you're like, oh, I'm so sore, but it's a nice feeling of having, I guess, released any of that tension, and it definitely trains you to be a bit more present-minded, focus on breathing and not focus on what you have to do today or what is happening in the world around you. So yeah, that's something I like.
Sounds amazing. Maybe I will do some yoga this week.
Yeah.
Now that you've said that, you know, it's you don't like something that, you know, sweaty or just intensive stuff, I think I should be worried because I sweat. Does that mean I'm unhealthy?
I think it's still like your body still warms up a lot with yoga because, you know, there's a lot of positions where you have to hold it and you have to be quite strong, or you're constantly moving in those, I'm not sure what they're called, but there's like those cycles where you're like sun salutations and those. I can't remember, but it definitely gets the body warm and moving, but probably not to the extent of like running a marathon kind of sweaty, unless that's something that happens to you, Vinita. And then I think I would be concerned if it felt like you ran a marathon every time you did yoga.
No, it's not that bad. But yeah. What have you been up to, Xenia?
I have two things sort of listed down because I've realized the past week that I'm not much of an online shopper. I'm lucky enough to still be living with my parents, and I don't really go out that often because of the nature of what's happening around us. So I haven't had much of an opportunity to spend my money because I still do online tutoring, I still work, and I at least part-time along with uni. So I usually use that money to have, you know, go to the movies, buy food. But now I've realized that I've actually been spending a lot of it, not on like clothes or anything, but buying digital things to read, like, which is annoying because a lot of what I like to read are sort of serializations. So they're like monthly chapters are released. So you get to a point where it's up to date. You now have read all the previous chapters. So each chapter is like, I don't think I can say, can I say the amount? I'm not specific as to what the product is. I'm not sure what the sin policy is around that. Yeah, but yeah, so you have to pay a specific amount for each chapter. So when it's not finished, I'm kind of hooked now because I want to know what happens next, but now I'm spending money each week trying to find out. So it's a bit of an addiction. So I'd like to know if there's something that you've realized you've been spending your money on that perhaps you're like, oh, I didn't think that I would fall into this trap or be this kind of person.
I haven't, but every time I talk to my mum, she has been playing this iPhone or this, I don't know, Android game, Fishdom. I think
I've
it's on
never
iPhone as
heard
well.
of it.
No,
What
I
do
think
you
it's
do?
literally like you have just like virtual, like a virtual fish tank, and you just take care of these fish, right?
It sounds relaxing for some reason.
No, but she keeps telling me that she's spending like $4 like every like couple weeks or every week almost just on, I don't know why. I don't know what the $4 buys her, but like I'm like, Mom, you can't spend like this is adding up. I'm like, I've got a different idea. Put the $4 in a bank account. And then just give me access. Like,
Maybe she could save up for actual fish, but that'd probably be even more costly.
but they've got fish already. Not in a
Oh.
huge fish tank, but like it's in there. Like they have a water feature out the front and they sort of just live in the little water. I don't know.
Oh,
It's
that's
weird.
nice. Looking for
But
variety.
yeah. She wants real ones and virtual ones. So,
Yeah. But Zenny, I don't think books would be that bad of an addiction. I
yeah,
don't know.
I feel like you're being a bit hard on yourself.
Oh, but the thing is, it's like the minute I get up to date on the series, I'm like, I need to find another one. So I pick one that's not up to date and I read all of it. And now I'm like three series that I'm spending.
And so. Do they come out every week or every month?
Some every week, some every month.
Yeah, right. Oh my gosh, how annoying if you're up to date and have to wait for a whole month
Yeah,
for the next one to come
it's the
out.
nature of what I've fallen into. But that's the thing is that I feel like with anything, I guess you could stop at one point. And I've done that before when you start reading it every month, you forget what has happened before. So might as
Oh,
well,
yeah.
leave it behind. But I think it's one of the things that has been helping me get through because libraries, I can't go to them and they've been my sort of source of books. And there's only so many books in our house that I can read again. So, yeah, being quite a bit of a bookworm, it's been hard with libraries closed. But I'm really looking
Yeah.
forward to hopefully getting them around soon. And I think some libraries have been doing like a delivery system, which is nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the
That's cool.
problem is, you've got people from other councils or other districts who borrow or reading the book, so you have to wait till they're done, and they probably can't return it until
Yeah,
the
right.
lockdown's over. So it's a bit of a mix and match kind of process, but that's okay.
Sure, for
It's
sure.
helping me get by. But how about you, Vidita? Have you been much of an online shopper during this time?
No, actually, I would say I can't even remember when lockdown started. So a few months back, I broke my headphones. I was just like removing them, I just broke them. And so I have been meaning to just like go online and find a good pair, but I don't like online shopping that much. Talking about books, I got a new one.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, because
Here we go.
I'm not gonna say like I've been shopping, like going outside, and because like you guys can't, but
How dare
not again.
you?
But yeah, I've just this is a new book I bought.
Oh, I've heard of the Touch List of
Yeah,
Options.
I think it's pretty famous. So yeah, I have not started reading because of assignments again, and just looking forward. So I don't know. I'm not like a big on online shopping for anything.
How come? Is it about the experience that isn't quite the same?
No, I like shopping and like visiting the shops, I guess. That's more, but now we can't even do that, so yeah. But that's my main agenda.
New
Like,
headphones.
right, yeah. Yeah, I'm not much of a shopper as it is, I don't think, but
Virtual or physical?
I think I would pick online shopping over physical shopping, because then I don't have to go anywhere. But although I suppose right now, if the only thing I could do is go shopping, then I would do that, because I can't leave the house for anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah, Lachlan, do you have anything for us this week? Any suggestion, any tip, advice?
Sort of. I think my topic is podcasts this week.
Yoo-hoo!
Which is a bit meta, right?
What, we're in a podcast?
This is recorded.
Oh, whoa. <Uh-oh>. That's so weird.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I was saying earlier, I am still lucky enough to be working, and I work full-time during the week, and I, of course, being in lockdown, have been working and sleeping and relaxing within the same four walls for quite some time. But getting through the work day, I like pretty much don't stop listening to podcasts, just because it makes the time go quicker and it's fun as well.
How do you focus though on doing, like, say you're reading something and you're also listening to podcasts?
Good question. I don't know if I have to read a whole lot, but there are definitely moments where I need to completely focus, so I have to pause my music or the podcast. But for the most part, I don't know. I guess especially if I'm settling into like a bit of a mindless task, that's really nice to just relax and put a podcast on. And also, I know we've talked a lot about like reducing screen time and stuff, but at night I still haven't really shaken the habit of needing something on while going to sleep. But I am going back to just listening to podcasts rather than watching a movie or something. And I've gone back to the podcast Serial, which is like quite old now, but I've listened to season one like four times just because I really like the, I don't know. It's about a murder, so it's not
maybe not a great thing
to fall asleep to, but.
Going to ask you, do you have a suggestion for us?
Well, if you haven't listened to Serial, that's my suggestion.
How long is it, by the way? Because I've heard many things about it in our journalism unit. It's like, wow, it's one of the best podcasts.
Yeah.
Let
me have a look. I have actually just got it up here. I am up to episode 3 in season 1 because I'm really sick to it, as I've mentioned. Season 1 has 11, 12 episodes, and they all go for about 20. Oh, no. I think, they vary from like half an hour long to 40 minutes long or so. But listen to that, and then listen to season 2, because that's good. Season 1 is about a murder, and the, like, the ex-boyfriend of the girl who's killed goes to jail and is still in, he's still in prison for it. But it's just about that story and whether he actually did it or not.
Yeah.
I think there's also an HBO documentary on it.
On the podcast or on the story?
On the story.
Okay.
Yeah. And then season 2 is about guy in the US Army, like, fled his platoon, I guess, or he just left his post because of he was unhappy with, like, how, I don't know, soldiers were being treated by the higher ups and stuff. And so he left that to, and then he was captured by the Taliban. And it's about that story. But like the reason he did it was to raise a dust one, which is what they call, which is what it's called when a soldier leaves their post and then, or is like can't be found, I guess. But he did that whole thing to just like try and make a point, kind of. So it's about that. That's a horrible explanation of the podcast, of both podcasts, really. But, you know, just listen to it.
Why is it called Serial?
Great question. Because
oh, is it like the? It's not the breakfast cereal.
It's not
like
breakfast cereal.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
Looked it up on Spotify right now. I typed that. I'm like, oh, I don't think that is how it should go. And then
not get
it's cereal. The other one. Yeah,
that's got it. Yeah.
Pretty nice. So is it the one by This American Life?
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna.
And Sarah Koenig.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Zenia, do you have a suggestion, podcast suggestion for all of us?
Oh, well, I love podcasts. I actually only really got into them in the summer this year.
Whoa.
Because we went on a road trip and I was honestly getting tired of my dad's music. And it's just the CD. It's like these long 5-hour drives. And I'm like, nope, I don't want to listen to this anymore. So at the hotels, I would download podcasts on the podcast app on my phone. And yeah, just I listened to so many during that summer. I was like, I need to learn more, need to listen to heaps. So I'd say my favorite is, I'm not sure if you've listened to it, it's called Dolly Parton's America.
I have not.
It's about Dolly Parton. And before listening to it, I'd only really known Jolene, and that's it. Mm-hmm. I just know what she looks like. I know she's famous, she's a country singer, but that's it. But the podcast was interesting because it looks at how Dolly Parton seems to unite different communities that are almost on opposite sides of the spectrum. Like you've got gay or LGBTQI community, loves her, but so does church ladies. You've got Democrats and Republicans absolutely love her. So it's like, what is it about her that seems to connect everyone? And so that's what the podcast is about. And I've learned so much about her music and who she is and how she seems to be quite a powerhouse in uniting these communities, rather just by being herself. And I think that it was quite a really nice series. And
yeah, it was cool.
A great mix of music and interviews and investigations. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. And I tend to listen to them on the train, but since with COVID, that's not the case anymore. So like just washing dishes, folding clothes, whenever I have the time. And like you said, Lachlan, those menial activities are definitely good times to just sit and listen. And it really helps because they're quite informative no matter what kind of podcast you listen to.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How about you, Vidisha? Are you much of a podcast listener?
I am. I mean, the podcast I would say I listen to aren't as interesting as yours.
I guess it's interesting depending on the person listening to it, but yeah.
It's interesting to you.
Yeah, it's a news podcast by The Guardian called Full Story. It's just, actually, I have quite a few I listen to. There's Global News Update, I think it's called, by, what was it? Wow, let me just have a look. His podcast by BBC.
Okay.
I have a bunch of news podcasts. I always like during yoga, this is when I listen to them.
They're all combined today.
Do you like silent when you're doing yoga?
Exactly. That's the only drama of these podcasts, because I should be calm and quiet, but instead I'm just listening to things like Trump got coronavirus, and I'm like, ah, lovely.
So what are the news podcasts, how are they kind of structured? Because at least with like Serial and Dolly Parton's America, I'm guessing they're like sort of episodic, something's the focus each episode. Is that the same with news podcasts?
They go with the top news of that day. It's like a daily podcast, right? So what is the top news? So as let's say today's is today's podcast is, have you guys heard of Nagorno-Karabakh incident in Azerbaijan?
Yeah, the border dispute. Is that the one?
Yeah, that one. So it's because they have agreed for ceasefire.
Oh, okay. That's good news.
So that's the top news for this, like today. So they keep talking about that for, I guess, 30 minutes or just other, you know, small segments of other news as well. Goes usually, but it's really good to hear those voices because it's very, is it good to say monotonous? Is that a good word for a voice?
Like sort of,
I don't know,
level,
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's sort of calming. I don't know, for me, maybe. I don't know.
I think it's a good start to the day. Up to date with everything. And then also doing yoga.
I was going to say, very informative. Like the other podcasts I listen to are just like catch up radio shows. Just like entertainment. So I'm like, oh God, news. Ugh. So good on you.
Yeah, there's so many podcasts out there. It's crazy.
Oh, tons. There's so many.
I know. Everyone's got one.
Oh, that reminds me of a podcast called Everyone Has an Ex. If you guys
Everyone has a Nex?
An ex.
Oh.
Ex.
Is it like science or
boyfriend, ex?
Oh, an ex.
Like an ex.
Yeah. I was like, X chromosome? What is
that? Science? I guess.
Okay. What is that about?
I haven't heard much, but
I have an idea.
Is it like sharing awful stories of people's exes?
But breakups and people sharing their stories of painful heartbreaks and stuff, I think. Because it's actually the person
uplifting.
It's pretty good. I haven't heard much, but the host, she's an alumna of RMID. So that to journalism degree. And she had come to just talk to us like as a guest lecture once. So she promoted that. And a lot of the students knew about it. And I think I was the only one who wasn't aware. I was like, great, and everybody was fangirling, and I was like, oh no, I think I came to the wrong meeting, because everyone was like, oh my god, have you guys heard of Georgia Love? Is that her name? Oh man, I'm getting the details wrong.
This is the podcast you're recommending.
The Georgia Love. No, I'm not recommending it, but
don't want us to listen to it.
I think you said everyone has a story, so that reminded me. I think Georgia Love, she's a winner of Bachelorette.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, but that's how it goes. I think, Xenia, you should edit this part. Definitely should. Also, are we expecting Kendra?
I don't know. She hasn't been looking at the messages. Yeah, she has gone missing.
I'm trying to find out. Oh, yeah, Georgia Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Madeline.
I don't watch Grummet. The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or The Bachelor in Paradise.
And Sabina Reid. Shout out to you girls.
But I really like those podcasts that are just personal stories.
Yeah,
but those are nice. But I don't think I'd ever be able to go on those because I have no clue what I would say or if my life would be as interesting for those kinds of podcasts. But it's interesting hearing
you. I reckon you think that, but if you went on, you'd probably find something to say.
I mean,
yeah.
It's the same with this. With this podcast.
But it's not like we're talking about like
and then you just have a conversation.
Bad dates or something like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any stories like that.
I mean, I just like hope you guys don't end up on Everyone Has an Ex, because like that means you have a heartbreak to talk about. So that's not a good thing to wish for somebody.
Is that podcast a bit more, is it more lighthearted? Like, are they laughing about the experience or is it kind of?
Hope.
You haven't even listened to it. Even after you met the host.
Yes, sort of. Because like, I just get I get absorbed by so many news podcasts that I do not focus on any other except.
Yeah, you're all about the news.
Yeah, true journalism student journalism.
No, yeah, go off.
I should do that more often.
That's why I'm not a journalism student.
Okay, so the good news for this week would be Belgium has appointed Europe's first transgender deputy prime minister. How cool is that, guys?
Wow. Yeah, great news. Very cool. Great representation.
It's always good to know that people are welcoming LGBTQ people from the community into such fields.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome.
Yes, I was really happy to see that news. Because, yeah, it's really refreshing and new.
Definitely, yeah. I wonder if it'll happen here, but I guess there's only one way to find out sooner. I guess with elections coming up, I think there's council elections. I'm not sure if that's the case in your district at the moment, but certainly is where I'm living.
Yeah, I think they're coming up.
Yeah. I think I can't remember. I think I got a text saying that they're sending through paper ballots, like mail ballots, as opposed to going in to vote because obvious reasons.
But why can't we do that? Why can't you go in?
Yeah, I know. It's like there's nothing threatening us or scaring us. But let's not propagate for any fake news on this podcast. What's your good news, Lachlan?
Well, actually, my good news, I'm gonna be a little bit selfish, I guess. Kind of. I don't know. But my good news sort of has nothing to do with the rest of the world, although it only really concerns me.
Love promotion. Yay.
So you guys may have heard of the school in Sydney by the name of AFTERS. It's the Australian Film, Television and Radio School. And this past week I was accepted to their 2021 graduate diploma in radio course.
Yeah, that's great news.
So that's exciting. Yeah.
When do you start?
Next year in end of Feb.
Okay. Hopefully you can do it in person.
Yeah. So, looks like I'll be moving to Sydney.
Oh,
which is exciting.
Does your family live in New South Wales or?
No, I grew up in New South Wales, but my parents now live in Queensland. But I've got some friends up there. So
hey, that's amazing.
It'll be fun.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's have a virtual party.
Virtual party, yeah. I mean, this is it. Kendra didn't even show up.
Yeah. That's exciting news. I mean, for the listeners, they'll be happy for you. So I guess that concerns the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't care.
I guess the radio world should be on the lookout for Lachlan Brickley.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then, yeah, that's true.
We knew you before you became famous.
Yep. Yeah, no, they can look back and go, oh, I used to listen to this kid on his
I need an podcast. Autograph.
Oh, it'll cost you.
Damn it. I knew you.
When you're famous, Lachlan, let's all do another podcast together.
Happydemic reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
In person. I swear it has to be in person.
Yes, I know. Seriously. But yeah, look, if there is a season 3, we're on Zoom. So. No dramas about me moving.
Doesn't matter. I mean, you could move and you're like, well, he's still in the same place as normal. Will you be bringing that painting with you?
Yeah.
It has to be in the same wall.
Don't you like it?
No, I love it. Yeah, I've always wanted to go there.
There's always one like, oh.
It's like you are there.
I mean, during lockdown, that's all we've been imagining. Oh, yeah. We are there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice when I wake up in the morning and I can look at that and go, if only.
Xenia, what do you have for us this week?
So recently, I think just a couple of days ago, Whoopi Goldberg, bless her soul, said that she is going to make Sister Act 3 happen. I'm not sure if you've seen the Sister Act. I was actually kind of late onto the bandwagon, but I really liked the first movie.
About Sister Act last week?
Were we? Oh, is this already old news?
Wow. No. It's not old news. October 7th. A couple of days old.
Yeah, when did we talk about it?
I mean, I said October 5th.
Shocking. Look at you guys. Well, okay. My news that I've just given you is technically from October 8th. That's when I
got
the email. Love that Winter Swan. We're all, but we still are all behind the eight ball. But no, I thought we were just talking about, like, when we're talking about Disney or something.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Okay.
And someone mentioned
that the Sister Act 3 was going to be made.
No, not about this, but I think we were just talking about the other movies.
News was related to Disney last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think we spoke about this, though, so I don't mean to cut you off.
No, that's all right. But I guess it's another one of those, is it good news, really, or is it, like, mixed news, if any of you are big fans of Sister Act?
Yeah, your good news last week was about Disney and arena.
Yeah.
And I really poo-pooed that idea.
It really depends, yeah. I guess as all things are, good and bad are subjective. But I think if...
No, I'm down for this. I like this news. Yeah. This is good news.
I think that's the thing is that at least with Sister Act, I guess everyone sort of knew it's just fun for a good time. So it's not like it doesn't feel like it's going to ruin something that was so prized in people's heart because, something that has such a strong emotional connection to us. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I guess we'll see. We'll see.
What are your initial feelings? Are you pumped for it? Or
I still need to see the second one, to be honest.
Okay.
But because I've always found like a rule in the house, and I think quite between a lot of people, is just that the first is always better. But there's a few movies that you can contest. Like, I'm not sure how you guys feel about Shrek 2 over Shrek 1. Or
that's a classic example, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then how do you guys feel about
Shrek 4? Let's not talk about
it. Yeah, you're saying they don't exist.
I don't know. The first movie that came to my mind when you said that was Conjuring for some reason.
I don't watch horror. I'm so bad with horror.
I do sometimes, but I cannot watch a horror movie alone.
Yeah, same. Like I have to have someone who can and laugh it off or else I'm...
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just scared inside. For days.
Yeah. Yeah, nightmares for weeks. Yeah, right. So the second Conjuring is better, are you saying? Oh, no, it's bad.
It's not. Only did not like the response to second Conjuring 2 was not good. And
did it only come out like a couple years ago?
I don't remember when the
2016.
Wait, Conjuring 2 or Conjuring 1?
That's 4 years ago, I guess. Conjuring 2, yeah. I completely agree with you because I saw this at the movies. And like I said, I don't watch horror films. But luckily, I had friends with me, so I was okay.
At the theater?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you? What's your opinion about that?
Oh, no, it was not good.
Yes, agree.
I think I just came out of it and I was like, that wasn't great. Like, I don't really get the point of it.
It only makes sense if you like Conjuring 1, as in like as in better.
Yeah, right. I don't think even now, I still don't think I've seen the first one.
So why I just the second one?
Well, like, because my friends were going and I was
I watched so many sequels with friends just because it's in the cinemas, let's watch it together. It's like, I haven't seen the first films. So
yeah.
Like, that's okay.
And it's also a horror movie. Like, I don't imagine there's this real strong narrative leading from the first one to the second. Yeah. Like, it's just about jump scares.
Mm.
There's news. There was.
Maybe
news
I'm completely undermining the Conjuring, so apologies.
We've lost a few listeners.
Yeah. Yikes.
Sorry. For Conjuring 1, there was news that people actually passed away due to heart attack after watching Conjuring. And I think I was too young to believe it, so I just believed it. It was in 2013, so I don't know what.
I mean, it's a great little tale. But
yeah, but yeah.
The other horror movies that get me are the Paranormal Activity movies. They freak me out. Well, they used to. I haven't watched them for years, but man, I remember watching one at the movies when I was like 14 and I was like, I really can't ever do this again.
Final Destination. Oh, I'm just like talking about random movies now. Like,
I went to see, I think, Jigsaw. Ooh. With my boyfriend. And I'm fine like with horror. Like there's some horror thrillers that I like because they're sort of tasteful, but gore and like, yeah, I can't do that. So I was like 5 minutes in and I was like freaking out. One of the girls about to die. And I'm like, no, take me out of here. So I had to leave the movie early. It felt so bad. But yeah, I guess it makes me feel quite queasy. But I think we talked about fairs a couple of episodes back, or like roller coasters and theme parks. And I can't do roller coasters either. So I'm just, I guess I'm a bit of a weak stomach, but I guess I'm more into horror for the sort of story as opposed to the jump scare.
You talked about Jigsaw. I haven't seen it. How's it? Is it good?
Like, I didn't finish it. I finished watching it.
Yeah, then you're left after the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm watching the trailer now. So is this like about the Saw films kind of?
Yeah. I think so.
That's okay, cool.
So from what I'm gathering, I think it's about those murders like in the Saw movies. Which I don't think I've ever watched.
I actually sometimes doubt people who like crime thriller or like horror stuff. I'm like, so we get excited about watching people getting murdered? Is that how it works?
Yeah, true.
Like, murder mysteries are fun because it's like trying to piece it together before people do. But I think it's things like Saw.
I meant like Saw or
I think the gruesome parts are, I'm like, if you only watch it for those, that's kind of scary. But I think it's for some people, it's like the moral part or the kind of how you would have done it if you had known that you were in that situation. It's like a bit like an escape room, but more severe. A lot more severe.
Yeah, I needed that validation.
Yeah, I much prefer thrillers.
Do you have a favorite?
Because I feel like they have a good, like, they're more story driven. Or maybe I'm just really poo pooing horror films. But I feel like if I am putting in a horror film, I just want to be scared for some reason. Like, that's why I put it on. Which is weird.
Yeah. People don't really put... I'm not sure if you put on a horror film to escape. Like...
No.
It's one of those things, like, especially B-rated or bad horror films. People like watching it with friends because... Honestly, watching bad movies with friends is almost better than good movies.
Yeah, of course, because you can just laugh at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't end up watching horror movies with my friends because they just keep making jokes and I'm like, part of the movie.
And you can't immerse yourself.
Yeah, my friends and I just end up picking like children's movies to watch. It was one time we went to see Lego Batman movie and we were like 17, 18. So it was just a lot of fun, I think.
What's your review?
It was really good, to be honest.
Right.
Because
I'm all about kids' movies.
Yeah. I don't think you ever get old or like too old to watch a kid's movie. Yeah, and then we watched, I think the last thing we ever watched before lockdown was Sonic the Hedgehog. And
oh,
I
what are your thoughts?
That was funny too. But to be fair, most of the people that were there weren't even kids, they were also teens. So I think they were sort of appealing to both because people who grew up probably are more familiar with Sonic than
Right, for sure.
Can you guys hear some like background stuff from my background noise?
Not really.
Cool. Awesome.
Have you seen that new Pokemon movie? It's not new anymore. I think it came out like... No? Okay.
Detective Pikachu? Or is that
the... Oh, is that what it's called? Yeah, that's probably the exact...
The one with Ryan Reynolds voicing Pikachu.
Yeah.
I also watched that with friends, actually. That was probably before Sonic the Hedgehog. But I prefer Sonic the Hedgehog a bit more. I think Detective Pikachu. I like children's movies as long as the twists aren't predictable.
Did this have a predictable twist?
It had a bit of a predictable one, but that's okay. I never was a big fan of Pokemon growing up, so.
Yeah, neither.
I mean, I don't know if this is sort of weird because like the room right next to mine, from there the neighbors we can see the neighbor's house and the biggest thing is their TV screen. It's young kids, they were watching Toy Story and I just sat there for like I think good 30 minutes just watching it with them from another house
with no sound.
But, yeah.
That's hilarious. Toy Story is great. I think Toy Story is a good example of, like, I think they're the sequels.
Yeah.
They are good.
Does anyone have a favorite Toy Story sequel? What did you guys think of the fourth one compared to the third one? Because everyone kind of thought the third was a good way to end it.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree, too.
The fourth came out last year, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And didn't number three come out like 10 years ago? Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
I love three. I do really like Toy Story 3. And yeah, I agree. Good way to end it. But four was fun.
Yeah, four was fun. It was good to see everyone back.
Gripes. Yeah, good to see the game.
Like, I'm glad that they didn't butcher it. That's the one thing I wouldn't have appreciated. But, yeah, I think we've rambled quite a bit. That brings us to the end of the Happydemic for this week. We will be back next week, but in the meantime, please make sure to follow us on social media because we share good news, show highlights, and more there.
We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The Happydemic. Also, do leave a review wherever you're listening to this podcast. It really helps people discover the show. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, all.